I've been thinking about these angels. And Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, says that they some entertained angels unawares. In Hebrews 13, 2. But like you, Nicole, you might not know, it says we that people have entertained angels unaware. You might not know. Sean might be an angel. I might be an angel. And then again, we might not be Sean. I know Pastor Dave teaches a thing on angels. I'm not trying to take his class away from him. We've been so busy, I don't think he can do it anyways. But this is what I felt led of God to do. And so let's stand. I'm going to read the Word of God, the whole chapter, chapter 1 of Hebrews. I'm not teaching the book of Hebrews, but the first chapter of Hebrews talks about angels. And because it is, that's where I felt impressed to start. Notice in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Good to see each one of you here tonight. Folks, keep praying for me. I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling tremendous. If I could get my foot to stop hurting me, I'm telling you, I haven't felt this good in years. I mean that. And the other day, I was in the 250s, the high 250s, 258. But when you come from 300 to 280s, 250s is pretty good. And that's not without me walking. I can't walk right now. And so once, if I can ever get my ankle back and get the gout out, I'll start walking again. I got to wait on that ankle, though. I don't want to. There's nothing you can do about that. You just keep praying for me. I know it's because of your prayers. But I was telling Rosie, I've got more fervency to study and to preach now than I've ever had before. I mean, it's almost like God came down and touched me. You know, it's sad you got to almost die to get that way. But I'm telling you right now, if I could get my foot to stop hurting me, I feel tremendous. Let's look at verse 1. Pray that God would completely heal that ankle of my... and my foot, and man, I'll be off running. God, I'm in Hebrews 1:1. God, that's a good place to start, isn't it? Who at sundry times, in other words, different places, in many different ways, and divers manners, in various places all over the world, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, which he hath in these last days spoken by us by his Son. Who's his Son name? You're right. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who made the worlds? Jesus, his Son. So Jesus is the Creator, who being in the brightness of, his glory, and the express image of his person, God's, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, aren't you glad he took our sins away? Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Being made, and by the way, look at verse 4, and I'll stop there and I'll let you sit down. Being made so much better than the angels. When you study the book of angels, Hebrews, Kelly, the whole book of Hebrews is, it's got one theme. Jesus is better than the angels. Jesus is better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He's better than the high priest. He's a better sacrifice. In other words, they were just showing how much Jesus was far superior about everything that we ever put before Christ. He's far superior above everything. And that's what Hebrews is trying to show you, how much far better Jesus is. Notice verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious word of God. And I just pray that, Lord, I know you put these angels in my heart. And Father, I pray that these next 5 weeks or whatever, how many weeks, four, whatever you put in there, Lord, knowing me, it might even be more than 5 weeks. But Father, whatever time that you want me to do it, I just want to be a blessing. And I pray that we can encourage our people to grow in grace and study the Word of God and learn and just know more about the Scriptures. We ask you to fill me now tonight, Lord. Help me to do well that I can be a blessing for the people. And Lord, I'm excited about Sunday coming. Help us, Lord, to see a great day here on your special day and your Lord's day. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We're going to, the next 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks, probably 5 weeks, because I've got five topics there, and at least 5 weeks, maybe we'll see, sometimes it extends. But we're going to do some topics on angels, about angels. If you'll notice your paper there, tonight we're going to do angels exist? We're going to talk about, yes, they do exist, by the way. And what is the origin of angels? We're going to share that with you tonight. And by the way, every night I'm going to try to just go through this Revelation so I can, by 30 minutes, so I can have it done. But you can take these. I'm going to give you a paper like this to take home every night, because I'm going to go through it pretty quick with you. But I'm hoping you'll go home and study these things. Are you with me? And of course, preacher can't put everything down here because it would take us forever. And I'm a forever guy with one verse. So, like, for instance, number one, do angels exist? What is the origin of angels? We're going to talk about that tonight. Next Wednesday, what about those divisions of angels? Man, there's good angels and there are evil angels. Well, how did they get this? What are they? Well, I'm going to talk to you about them. We're going to show you in the Word of God who are good angels, who are bad angels, what took place. And so you come next Wednesday night, and I'll give you a Bible sheet. And we'll go through it. Then number three, the 2 weeks from now, what are angels like? Well, you know how Sean Browning is? They're not like Sean at all. A little bit more like his daddy, Steve. What are angels like? Well, a couple weeks from now, we'll talk about that. Sean told me Nicole, she's an angel. He said, "Nah, my wife's an angel, preacher. She's always up near harping about something." But, no, he didn't say that. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Number four, what do angels do? And we talk about what do angels do? What do they do? They just stand around and play harps and, shuffleboard or, what do they do? And so we'll talk about that and show you in the scriptures what angels do. Then the fifth week, what can Christians learn from angels? You know, angels, they can teach us some things. And I'm going to show you some things, what we can learn from angels. And so that's 5 weeks. Who knows, if I get into the book of Revelation with angels, it might even carry farther. I haven't figured out. I'm just going to let the Lord lead me. Usually, though, 5 weeks is a pretty good thing, and then people lose interest. But anyways, I've got those 5 weeks for you. So look at today's lesson, number one, the existence and the origin of angels. And so the word angel means messenger. The word angel means messenger. When you study in the Old Testament, Gabriel, he always was bringing a message. He brought a message to Daniel, and he brought a message to Mary and Elizabeth about John the Baptist being born, and Mary about Jesus being born. He was a messenger, wasn't he? And not all messengers are angels, but the word angel does mean messenger. You could be a messenger. We can be a messenger for God and not be an angel. Amen? By the way, we ought to be messengers. This week, I wonder if you're praying for someone. This week, I wonder if you're going to make a difference for someone. By the way, I'm praying I can, by God's grace, I'll be wearing shoes next Sunday. These are really holy shoes. Man, these are holy slippers. Man, I'm going to put these in a shrine. I've preached about 4 or 5 times now on these things, even in other churches. These things are my preaching slippers, man. And, they're called messengers. Angels are supernatural beings, and they're created for one reason, to serve God. By the way, you and I are created to serve God. We're bought with a price, the Bible says. We're not our own. Sometimes we forget who the property we belong to. Amen? Amen? Amen. And then angels, not only are they supernatural beings and created to serve God, by the way, and we'll be getting into this about what angels are like, in the future. They're very mighty. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to mess with any angel. What they call in North Toledo, they're bad sticks. They can put the whoop on you, all right? And then Jesus, he's the creator of angels and all things. Look, before you turn to Colossians, look at Hebrews, though, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. This is at the end of the message, but I just want to put this in there for you. But to which of the angels said he at any time? Are you in verse 13 of Hebrews 1? Sit on my right hand and I until I make my enemies thy footstool. Are they not, talking about angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? You ever hear the word guardian angel? That's where they got it. Now, do this. We're going to do this a little bit different because I don't know if I'm going to make it to this. I wanted to get this. Look, flip your page. We're going to do the back two, and then I'm going to go back and pick up where I left because I want you to get this. Look at Hebrews 1:14 near the end of your paper there. Hebrews 1:14, how many see that in the paper? Christians have guardian angels. They're called ministering spirits. It says there in Hebrews 1, they're sent, look at Hebrews 1:14. They're sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. If you're saved, you got angels watching over you. Right now, you can't even see them, but they're here. When we get to heaven, you're going to find out, you're going to see, they're going to say, hey, I was your guardian angel, man. I was watching over you. And they might not call him. He said, I was your angel that watched over you. Man, I'm going to tell you, Eddie White, you kept me busy day and night. I'm going to tell you right now, the angels are real. Even though you can't see them, they're real. And they're watching over you. And during your life, during a Christian's life, they watch over while you're living. Psalms 91, 11 and 12 talks about if you fall down, the angel will keep you from, well, let's turn to it. Psalms 91, and I know it's referring to Christ. It's Psalms 9, yeah, verse, 91? It's the first mistake I made since I've been up here. I thought it was 91. It is 91, isn't it? I knew I was right. What's it say there? No. Well, I thought it was 91:11. 91:5, somewhere in there. Yeah, there. 91:11. Psalms, correct your paper, and I'll correct mine later. 91:11. This is an Old Testament scripture. And by the way, in Matthew chapter 4, the devil brought this up to Jesus. Remember when Jesus was tempted for 40 days by Satan? He said, jump off here, the angel. This is referring to that. How many are you still with me? Are we all together or did I lose you somewhere? Look at 91:11 of Psalms. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Kelly, they're watching over all the time. But by the way now, just those are heirs of salvation. Saints, Christians, born again, washed in the blood, saved people have angels watching over them. Lost people have demons. Hello. Notice what it says there. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy way. And if you don't turn to, but Matthew 4, I think it's 4:11. The devil brought that up to Jesus. He said, he even brought the scripture up. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. And so in other words, we have protecting angels over us. Turn back to the New Testament though. Not only do they watch over us during our life, but they watch over us at death. Luke 16:22. Remember the rich man and the beggar? Look at that, Luke 16:22. Jesus said, and you look at Luke 6:22, and let me quote you a scripture. 16:22 is Luke. Luke 16, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke 16 and verse 22. Psalms 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That's verse 4. For thou art with me. The Lord never leaves us, but I'm going to tell you something else. The angels stay with us too. Look at 16:22, and it came to pass, are you with me in the Bible? It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by what? Into Abraham's bosom. And so angels, for the Christian, you've got them watching over you all the time. And I guarantee you they'll have stories to tell us when we get to heaven. And okay, go back to where we first started. I thought about Brent Foreman and Kelly's mama. We lost about a week ago, and I didn't know if your daddy was a saved person or not. I never got to meet your dad.
I don't know. It was a great service.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, but anyone that's saved, when they died. We know that 2 Corinthians, you could put this scripture if you want by that too. 2 Corinthians 5:6-8, to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:6-8, knowing this, while we're in the body, we're absent from the Lord. There's all kinds of scriptures, but what I wanted you to see was this. A Christian never has to worry about dying. First of all, Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. But the moment you take your last breath, angels are going to they're going to usher you right into heaven. And I believe there will be at least two angels, at least. And I can prove it in the scripture. I'm going to show you tonight. Do angels exist? If someone says they don't believe in angels, then they're denying the Bible. Because the Bible teaches about angels in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus talked about angels. I'm going to tell you right now, if someone says there's no angels, then if they deny angels, they got to deny the Bible. But I'm not going to deny the Bible because it's true. And but if you're saved, how many are saved here tonight? Raise your hand. You know Christ, your Savior. You've got angels watching over you. You've got they're here right now. Yes, ma'am.
Can I share a story?
Real quick.
It's actually very fast.
Yes.
I was
Yes, and I would not deny that. They won't confirm it, but because they can on this side, but we know the eternity will be revealed. Scripture says in the Old Testament that ever the silver cord be cut, just like when a baby's born, they have that cord and it has to be cut so they can be taken away from the baby, the mother. We have a spiritual cord, and God cuts that, and then we're loose to go up to heaven with them. Or lost persons, or John Bowen. Years ago, Eddie Lineman, we were there with Eddie Lineman, and we started to walk out the door, and I looked back, and Eddie Lineman was in a coma. And next thing, Eddie Lineman raised right up out of his bed and went like this. Dropped back down and was dead. I'm going to tell you right now what he saw. Heaven opened. Just like when you read in the book of Acts, Stephen, remember how Stephen was talking to Christ, saw Christ? How many are with me in Acts chapter 7? And so I'm going to tell you right now, it's so exciting being a Christian. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not looking for the Undertaker. He ain't going to get me. The Undertaker's got me way before the Undertaker. They just got the shell on me. Jesus, and those angels say, come on, man. They're going to be shouting hallelujah and glory to God. We got another one. Amen. And look at the weight I'm going to lose, too. Boy, I'll tell you, I'll be light as a feather. I don't know what a soul and spirit weighs, but I know everyone's got a soul and spirit, and it's eternal. And it's a medical fact that when a person dies, they lose a fraction I don't know what the exact number is, but they say a person does lose a fraction of a weight. And I believe it's that soul and spirit that leaves. Okay, look at your paper. Look at Colossians real quickly, and I'm going to quote a lot of this. This is, to be honest with you folks, this is kind of like an introduction. I'm going to have some fun with this. I'm going to show you some stuff in the next coming weeks about angels. I don't think some of you know. And it's going to be a lot of fun studying about these angels. Colossians chapter 1, Philippians, Colossians. How many got that? Ephesians, yes, at Exodus. I thought, all right. I got so many pills in me right now so I can stand up here. You try to walk through tulips and teach the Bible. I'm going to tell you that right now. I see Tiny Tim on one side, playing the ukulele. Okay, look at Colossians 1:16. This is one of my favorite verses. For by him, how many got Colossians 1:16? We're talking about the origin of angels now. For by him, that's Jesus, were all things, if you don't think it's Jesus, you can read up those verses above it and it'll tell you all about Christ. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. There's a lot of things we don't see yet. We're not on the other side of the spectrum yet. See, we live in time. When we step out in eternity, we're going to see a whole lot of things. I won't say none. These kids are doping up now. They've never been on a trip, but they're going to see. Of course, they're going to see the world. They're going to see the world of demons. That's going to be more. They're going to be really terrified. The lost person. Where they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers? All things were created by him and for him. Angels are created beings. They were created for one purpose. And in this 5-week study, I'll show you some of those purposes. They were created to worship Christ. By the way, we were saved to serve him and love him and worship him too. And he, talking about Jesus, is before all things, and by him, all things consist. These atheists better hope God never ceased to be. If God ever ceased to be, everything would be dissolved. We'd be gone because we consist because of him. Amen? Go back to your paper. And so, the origin of angels, they were made out in eternity way before man was made, way before earth was made. Angels and creation all stem from God Almighty. Angels were created before man and even before the earth. And if you look at Job real quickly, we're not going to be able to look. I'll quote some of these scriptures. But look at Job. If you find the book of Psalms, Job is right in front of Psalms. Psalm is about the middle of your Bible there. Look at Job 38, verse 1 through 7. Job 38, 1 through 7. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkened my counsel by my words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Buddy, nobody was there. We think we know more than God sometimes. How many are still with me? I'm in Job 38:4. Are you with me? Say amen if you're with me. Amen. Where was thou, Job, when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Can you imagine Job? Duh. By the way, we're all duh. Who hath laid the measure thereof if thou knowest us? Who hath stretched out the line upon it? If you read Isaiah chapter 40, you'll see more about the creation of God. It parallels what this is saying. Wherefore are the foundations that thereof fastened? Who hath laid the cornerstone thereof? Verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, And all the sons of God shouted for joy. Those are angels. Angels sometimes are called sons of God. And even in Genesis 6, you'll see it says the sons of God, those angels came down, habitated with women. That's how you got those giants, by the way. And so we see that angels were way before man, even before the earth. And they were out, and they've been here for a long time. They're angels don't die. Angels are eternal. Like you and I die, angels don't die. Now, we die physically. We have a spiritual soul that's eternal. Are you with me? But angels never die. They are eternal. They are created by God. They were made way back yonder. How far back? I don't know. Whenever God felt like making them. I know they got it before I did, Bill. I know one thing. You weren't putting furnaces in when they were around. I'm going to tell you that right now. There weren't even no furnaces around. Anyways, so look at your paper now, real quickly. Question, do angels exist? Well, yes, they definitely exist. Anyone who would deny the existence of angels would also deny God's Holy Bible, because angels are spoken throughout the whole Bible, and in the Old and the New Testament. Look at A. Angels are spoken before the creation of man. That's in Job 38:7. I just read it. Angels are spoken in the Old Testament. Remember in Genesis 19:1? Remember those angels came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? By the way, there's a lot of... I just gave a couple of references. You know there's tons of them. Hello? I can't put everything on a paper for you. But what I'm doing is giving you a little reference guide. Remember those angels came and destroyed... Remember God talked to Abraham? He said, boy, Lord, if there's just... Finally, he started with 50. He says, if there's just 10, I'll spare him. But there weren't even 10 people. Can you imagine if Lot would have just been a soul winner? One his family, and one about 4 more people or so. Sodom and Gomorrah would not have been destroyed. You know, the only hope for America right now is, Brother Phil, we just keep knocking on doors and getting people saved. Hey, that was exciting. That young lady got saved. She's going to get baptized this Sunday. And we're baptizing this Sunday. But wasn't that a great day last Sunday? Man, that was exciting. And, in Daniel, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel 3:28 there? Remember how they were in the fiery furnace and God sent angels to protect them? Remember Daniel 6:19? Remember they threw Daniel in the lion's den? And the king said, could your God protect you? He said, don't fear, king. He sent the angel and he shut the lion's mouth. Yeah, he said, Daniel in essence said, yeah, he gave that angel those lions lockjaw. Then they threw all those devils in there to try to get him in there, and they took the lockjaw off. And they had a smorgasbord, amen? Boy, I thank God for angels. So they were talking. Angels were here even before the creation. They were out there with God in eternity. Angels were here in the Old Testament. Angels, if you look at number C, at Jesus' birth, Gabriel heralded the birth of Christ. Mary, you're highly favored. You're going to have the Son of God. Then angels celebrate the birth. Remember the shepherds came, Kelly? And they, well, look at the Luke 2, 12 through 14. Not only did the angels tell of the birth of Christ, they celebrated the birth of Christ. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. I might be wrong on, no, that's right, chapter 2. And how many got verse 13? Got a lot of errors on my. I didn't catch those. And suddenly there was the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth goodwill towards men. That's why we go to them. They're scriptural. Goodwills are scriptural. I was just having fun with you. But what I want you to see was angels. Angels were before the birth of Christ. Angels were with them out in eternity before even we were here, before man. Angels foretold foretold Christ's coming. Angels were there when Christ was born. How many see that? Look at your angels in Matthew chapter 4. When Jesus was being tempted those 40 days and 40 nights by Satan, the Bible says after that was over, the Bible says the angels came and ministered to Jesus. Angels are spoken of being at the gravesite at the resurrection. Oh, I love this. Look at Matthew 28. I love this. I'm going to have me a fit this Sunday. By the way, every Sunday is celebration for Easter, though. Resurrection Sundays, we celebrate, every Sunday is a celebration of a risen Savior. But hey, if the world's going to get excited, I'll just get even more excited, amen? Look at Matthew 28:5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he's risen. Man, they were there at his death. They were there at his birth. And they were there at the resurrection. I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Eddie, they're everywhere. Are you still with me? Huh. Jesus, stay there in Matthew. Jesus could have called angels. Look at Matthew 26:53. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane? They come to take him. Peter's cutting people's ears off, Malchus' ear off. Jesus said, put down that sword, man. Don't you know I could just pray one prayer right now and 12 legions of angels come. Look at Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. How many got 50, verse 53? Look what this is what Jesus said. Here's what Jesus said. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father? And he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? He said, you think I need you, you little pipsqueak? By the way, one angel could blow up the entire Roman army. Now they say there was around in a Roman garrison, legions around 6,000 men. So 12 legions would be 72,000. So Jesus said, hey, by the way, you're going to find out in the study, there's so many angels, the Bible says they're innumerable. That means there's more than you can count. In hillbillies talk, that means there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, they're everywhere. But what I'm saying is this, and then look up here. You got to get this. There's a lot of people and good people. They teach that Jesus was afraid to go to the cross. Jesus wasn't afraid to go to the cross. That's the reason he was born. That's why he came. He said in Luke 2:49, they said, where were you? He said, to his mom and dad. Not to his mom, and to his foster dad, Joseph. It was his stepdad, or whatever you want to call him, foster parent. He said, I must be about my Father's business. You know what the Father's business was? Redeeming fallen man. Christ had one purpose. He came to die for sinful men like you and me. Because you and I could not get ourselves to heaven. There's no way we could get there. He was the only way, the only hope. When everything else failed, but God commended his love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, see, listen to me. There wasn't the reason Jesus had sweat coming down in the garden while he prayed was because Jesus was holy. See, none of us are holy. We're all sinners. Hello? Jesus never had one impure thought. Eddie, Jesus never lost his temper. You said, well, he threw the people out in the temple. That was holy indignation. That's a difference. There's a difference. Flesh is not holy indignation. Jesus never sinned. He never sinned. He was the sinless Lamb of God. And that was why he came. That's why John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God," when he saw him on the Jordan River, which taketh away the sins of the world. He was God's sacrificial lamb that they offered up for 4,000 years from Adam and Eve all the way up to the time when Jesus was born. For 4,000 years, they offered up lambs. That lamb was a type and a symbol and a picture of the Lamb of God that came from heaven to shed his blood for our sins, you see. And that was why Jesus came. That's why you ought to be excited, because he came because he loved every one of you. You were the reason he came. And you were the reason he died. Quickly now, it's already 8:05 and I've went over. But you'll notice Jesus could have summoned any angel, because his entire purpose for coming from heaven was being born of a virgin so he could be our sinless sacrifice. Can anyone say amen? He knew his mission in life. And Calvary's cross was his mission. And Jesus' mission was to save our lost souls. And Isaiah 50, we don't have time to turn to it. Isaiah 53 talks about how God poured his wrath out and how by through him he justified us. Mark 10:45 says, Jesus said, "I've come not to be ministered to, but to minister my life, a ransom for many." Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save them which are lost." 1 Peter 3:18 says that Christ was the just that died for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God. Can anyone say amen? Amen. So Jesus shed his precious blood, and it was precious. 1 Peter 1:18 says we're redeemed by that precious blood. For sinful man, and did you know angels desire to look into man's redemption? Look at that last scripture. Look in 1 Peter, and I'll close. 1 Peter. Angels, Eddie, don't have a redemption plan. Marie, when Jesus died, he died for you and me. There's no redemption for angels. Look at 1 Peter 1:12. How many have got 1 Peter 1:12? Unto whom it was revealed that unto themselves, but unto us also, us that they did minister to things which are now reported unto you by them which have preached the gospel. Well, if you read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 4, you're going to see it says, "I declare unto you the gospel." What is the gospel? That Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he died and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel, and that's what people have to believe to get saved. And this wonderful gospel that God sent from heaven just for us. Look what it says there. That he preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things angels desire to look into. Oh, wow, that's something, isn't it? They can desire, but they can't have it. There's no redemption plan for angels. Only for us. We'll talk more about this. But that blood was shed not for one angel. The blood was shed for us sinners. Mankind. Are you with me? And then if you look at that next thing, and I'm all done. Angels were present with Jesus when he ascended back to heaven. In Acts chapter 1, he walks out in the Mount of Olives. Starts going up. Brother Marty, those disciples, those apostles, their jaws drop. He just, and they went, "Oh my." And them angels said, "Hey, you guys with your jaws dropped so low to your knees." They didn't say that, but it's something like this. This same Jesus that's gone up from you, he's coming back in like manner. And so angels were there before his birth. Angels were there before the creation. Angels were there through the Old Testament. Angels were there in the New Testament. So the Old and the New Testament covers 6,000 years, and they were here before that. So they've been around for thousands of years. And it says in Hebrews, I showed earlier in 13, that they actually actually, they were here long before we ever got here. And they were, people actually entertained them and didn't even unawares. They didn't know it. There have been actually people that entertained angels and didn't even know they had angels with them. And then Jesus said in Matthew 25:31 that he will return in his revelation and the angels will return with him. I'm going to tell you right now, if anyone never tells you they don't believe in angels, you tell them God does. And the Bible teaches it. I was supposed to show you one thing, and I go back. You're in Peter, right? Look at Hebrews. Go back to Hebrews 1:12. I just wanted you to see this. Look at verse 10. 1:10. How many got Hebrews 1:10? I promise I quit. It's 10 after 8, according to my watch. And how many have got Hebrews 1:10? I'm closing. And thou, Lord, in the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega, Rod. He always was. When did Jesus start? He always was. I can't get a hold of that. I can't either. He's God. Thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. What does that say about Jesus? Creator. Now look down look at verse 12, Rod. As a vesture thou shalt fold them up. Well, look at verse 11. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. And do you ever notice? We all change, don't we? Like I showed you about a month ago, pictures when Preacher was only a young kid, around 20. I've changed a little bit for the worse, haven't I? You ever notice most people change for the worse as they get older? Watch this, though. But thou, even though everybody else is changing, but thou art the same. I want you to put right out there at that scripture, write Hebrews 13:8. Right, Jesus Christ, the same. Yes, today, yesterday, and forever. Jesus is preserved just like he was in eternity. He's still the same way. Why is that important? Because he's going to preserve us. Hello? Thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. He's still the same, Rod. And Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. I want to tell you right now, I'm glad I got a great Savior. And I'm glad he's given me a whole bunch of heavenly hosts to watch over us. We do have guardian angels. I believe Brother Brent's dad and her mama saw these angels. But they were, Brother, Miss Kelly, your mama was seeing them before she left her body. Amen. It's exciting. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for the time we've had. I pray every day, Lord, every Wednesday, you can give me something that would encourage these people. And Lord, make this 5-week angel study an encouragement. Help me to bring something every week that they might never known. Or something that would encourage them, or something that would build them up in the faith. And Lord, I just pray if there's anyone here today that never trusted Christ their Savior, I pray with all my heart that if there's anyone who's never known Christ as their Savior, only one heartbeat from hell, I pray that they'd ask Christ to save them tonight. Make sure that they, before they die, they get to go to heaven. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed before we go home tonight, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? You can play softly, Deborah. Thank you. You may put them down. To be honest with you, I can't see everybody because I don't have my glasses on. And But if you're here today, I could see a hand if it went up. If you're here today and you'd say, "Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. But I'd sure like to know. I'd sure like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Just raise that hand. Let me pray for you." Anyone like that at all? Hold it up to where I can see it and keep it there where I can see it. Anyone at all? Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Most important thing in a person's life is they know they're going to heaven. That's why Jesus came, so you could go to heaven. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we've had. Bless our people as they go home. Watch over them. Give us a great week this week. The remainder, be with those that are sick at home. Be with Annie in the hospital. Be with Mrs. Denning also, Lord, and all those that are sick, Father, just be with them. Heal my leg up. Lord, I need to have my foot and my leg completely healed before Sunday. Lord, thank you for what you've done so far. Lord, we need a powerful service Sunday. Dear God, I'm praying several people be saved and baptized. And Lord, that you'll just fill this building, that we would have a message just sent from heaven. I pray in Christ's name. Bless them as they leave tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.